The College of Veterinarians of Ontario welcomes you to our podcast, Let's Talk CVO. Through conversations with our partners, we explore components of the regulation of veterinary medicine in Ontario. We hope you enjoy today's presentation.
Welcome to Let's Talk CVO. I'm Dr. Kim Lambert, the Associate Registrar for Quality Practice with the College, and I am joined by Dr. Susan Sabatini, one of the College's practice advisors.
It's great to be here, Kim. You know how much I enjoy talking about medical records.
Thanks, Susan. So complete medical records must be kept on all animals that receive veterinary treatment. A complete record helps veterinary teams communicate with each other to ensure consistent care for the animals being treated. A medical record is the primary source of information on the care of an animal, and it is a necessary part of quality veterinary medicine. Susan and I are both veterinarians, so we can understand the importance of having quality medical records to explain veterinary care and justify medical decisions. For this topic, the College primarily receives questions around the release of medical records or medical record information, and we are going to discuss some of those common concerns today. So thanks again, Susan, for joining me, and let's get started. So sometimes we get questions about giving copies of medical records to animal owners. Are veterinarians required to provide an owner with their animal's medical record when asked?
That's a great question, Kim. It is one that we get quite often. So yes, they are. The information contained in a patient's medical record belongs to the listed owner or owners of that animal. So the physical copy of the medical record, whether it's a paper format or electronic format, is the property of the veterinary clinic, and the clinic is to maintain that record as per Regulation 1093. But if an owner requests a copy of a specific component of their animal's medical record, for example, blood work results, or even if they ask for a copy of the entire medical record, they are entitled to that information, and a veterinarian is expected to provide the requested information within 2 business days.
Great, that makes sense. And we also got the question about whether a veterinarian can charge a fee for providing a copy of a medical record.
That would be the business decision of the veterinary facility, but veterinarians are permitted to charge a reasonable fee to recover the cost of making a copy of a patient medical record. Clients should be informed of this fee. However, payment is not a prerequisite for providing a copy of the record. And this is to ensure that we have continuity of patient care. So any monies that might be owed can be managed according to the practice's payment policies.
Great. That's really helpful, Susan. Thank you. And there are times when a veterinarian will see a new client whose animal was previously treated at a different practice. And that can be one of the reasons why records are transferred, because sharing medical information between practices can assist with that continuity of care of the animal, which you spoke about. So when can a veterinarian request the transfer of a medical record?
So as per regulation, when a veterinarian is treating an animal that's received veterinary services from another veterinarian, they are to reach out to their colleague and obtain the relevant medical information as soon as is practically possible. So a veterinarian should only be requesting transfer of patient record information when they are treating that patient.
Great. And then on the other side of that, when a veterinarian is receiving a request for medical record information from another veterinarian, do they have to obtain owner consent to send the records?
No. So the veterinarian that is getting the request to transfer the records does not need to get explicit consent from the client to make that transfer. In this case, consent is considered implied. If a client has booked an appointment with another veterinarian, the implication is that they would like their animal's medical record information to go with them. So no, the veterinarian does not need to get explicit consent. So unless there's some indication that the client has withdrawn their consent, the colleague should transfer the record as per the other veterinarian's request. What should be noted is that for a record to be transferred from one veterinarian to another. Obviously, the patient is in common, but the clients have to be in common as well. So the ownership cannot have changed. If ownership has actually changed, then the veterinarian getting the request to transfer medical records would then have to go to the previous owner and get explicit consent to release that information to their colleague and the new owner of the animal.
Great. That's a really good point. And so in the situation where it is the same client, same patient, and owner consent is not needed, this is an exception to the rule that client consent is needed to share medical record information with others generally. So are there other situations where a veterinarian does not need owner consent to release medical record information?
That's a great question. There are a few circumstances where client consent to release medical record information isn't required, and that's outlined in Regulation 1093. So the general rule of thumb is if someone is asking you for patient medical record information, you would get client consent. But as we just discussed, that transfer of information between colleagues caring for the same patient is one of those exemptions. And there are a few others. So one is if it's required or authorized to do so by law. The best example I can give of that would be veterinarians' mandatory obligation to report animal abuse or neglect under the Provincial Animal Welfare Services Act. Under that act, veterinarians have that mandatory reporting requirement. So when they are providing information to an animal welfare inspector when making a report, they do not need to get client consent to release that information. Another situation where client consent is not required to release information is when a veterinarian is helping to prevent or is assisting in the treatment of a person with a disease or a physical injury. This would be when they have information about a bite or contact of a person that might result in rabies. If we have this information about a bite, veterinarians are to report to their local medical officer of health this information. Sometimes what happens is public health has already been notified about a bite and will call a veterinary clinic to get the rabies vaccination status of the patient that has done the biting. And again, in that circumstance, you're able to share with public health the immunization status of that patient without getting client consent. Another situation where client consent is not required to release information is when a veterinarian is helping to try and identify, locate, and notify the apparent owner of an animal. So if a veterinarian is presented with an animal by a person that does not own that animal, so in the situation of someone finding a stray and presenting it to a clinic for a checkup or maybe to treat a little wound or something like that, we would look for microchips, tattoos, any sort of identification. So if it is found that that animal is owned by someone else, a veterinarian can disclose information to organizations such as the police or animal control to try and reunite that animal with their owner. And finally, client consent isn't required if the college actually requests copies of medical records.
Thanks for that, Susan. There are some of those exemptions. And again, as you mentioned, those are all outlined in the regulation if veterinarians are wanting to find that information themselves. So that's great. Susan, we have had questions about what to do if a client still owes money for service. So can a veterinarian withhold the transfer of a copy of the patient's medical record if an owner owes money on their account?
No, a veterinarian can't withhold the transfer of medical information if a client owes money. Again, this goes back to ensuring that the animal has continuity of care, has coordination of care. So if a client does have money owing on their account, the veterinary clinic would manage that through their practices payment collection procedures.
And again, that focus really is on ensuring that continuity of care for the patient and coordinating patient care. Very helpful, Susan. Thank you so much. And as knowing, you know, how to properly keep medical records and release record information is very important, the college has multiple resources for veterinary practices. We have online learning modules about medical record keeping. We have sample documents related to medical records. We have a self-assessment of medical records for clinics to use to determine if they're meeting the standards. We also have the standard and guide to assist veterinarians and their teams with understanding the rules and expectations for medical record keeping. And finally, the college has the Peer Review of Medical Records program. And this is a quality assurance program that selects practices for review of their records to ensure they are meeting standards.
If anyone has more questions about medical records or any other topic, or if you want assistance with finding the resources on our website, please feel free to call us at the Practice Advisory Service. We're always happy to help. Our number is 1-800-424-2856, extension 2401. Or if you prefer to email, our email address is practiceadvice@cvo.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Susan, again, for joining me today. Our Practice Advisory Service is available to anyone seeking information about the regulations, policies, and expectations associated with the practice of veterinary medicine in Ontario. Watch for future episodes where we will discuss topics that we hear about regularly. For access to all college podcasts, please visit cvo.org/publications. Thank you for listening.